The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning. It's Tone the Bone. Happy Monday to you. I hope you're enjoying your day off here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. I hope you've got some nice family plans, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Getting ready to do a bunch of shows today. We got six different shows today we're doing on Tony Curry Radio on the TK Radio Podcast Network. Not to mention the TK Radio, of course, app, which you can download, Tony Curry Radio. Wanted to mention something real quick, too. I've been watching some TikTok, and everyone's got all these weird hacks and all these things. And some of them are pretty good. Some of them are just plain stupid. But I'll talk about something I just found out yesterday that's in your car that is standard on most vehicles that no one ever knows they have, which could save your life, which is pretty amazing. I'll show it to you out of my Honda Odyssey here. My car is 10 years old. I'm driving it till the wheels fall off, and it's just absolutely amazing that I found this thing, and no one ever uses this thing, and it's amazing. It's killer. I'll show it to you. Also want to wish a happy birthday to my good friend Ronnie Millsap. I got a chance to meet Ronnie 1993 outside a Birmingham Fire American League of Football game. I was actually doing the PA. Ronnie was friends with the Maloof family, and he was playing either a halftime show or an after game show. And of course, Ronnie has been blind for his entire life, and just an amazing guy. And I've been a huge Ronnie Millsap fan for my entire life, so to actually bring him on stage in that football setting was really, really cool. And whenever I got autographs or anyone I ever brought on stage, I would have them sign the compact disc or the CD itself, not the cover, not the paper part, but the actual CD itself. And so I asked him if he'd be willing to do that for me. And I asked him if he'd be willing to do that for me. He said, sure, I'd be happy to do it, but you're going to have to help me trace my hand because I can't see the CD. And so he asked me to place my hand on top of his hand and actually draw his name and sign his name for him to go around the CD. And I still remember how it felt to have my hand on top of another human being's hand while he signed his name. It was just a mind-blowing, whoa kind of moment. And we both kind of looked at each other, and of course he couldn't see what I was doing, but I said, right now I have this huge smile on my face. And he's like, that was an honor. Thank you for allowing me to do that. And I'll never forget that moment. He turns 80 years old today. Okay, so TikTok, they got all these different hacks. Over the holidays, someone actually realized that a nutcracker is actually a nutcracker. Yeah, these kids are like, what's a nutcracker really do? Is it something that's in ballets or something? Is a nutcracker? What is a nut? And then they realized that a nutcracker was actually made to crack nuts. Then a woman came up with this brilliant idea. She was going through her Christmas lights and realized that at the end of the strand, or extra in the box, there's this little light that's half white and half red. And she always wondered what that light was for. She plugged it into her strand of lights, and lo and behold, the strand of lights actually blinks. She thought that was a great hack. So, someone told me the other day, you gotta do a video on this. It's amazing because it's standard in most vehicles. There's my car right there. It's standard in most vehicles, but people don't know they have it. And it could save your life, and it's amazing. It's really incredible. So I wanna show it to you. I saw it. I've been doing it for years, but I don't think people realized that they had the same capability that I do in my car. So here's what you do. You come into the car, you start it up, right? Start the phone, start the car there, okay? And you're good, and you got all your lights going on, stuff like that, right? And one hack that's kind of cool, and a lot of people don't realize this, that if you look at the fuel gauge here, there's a little arrow on one side of the pump there that tells you which side of the car your gas tank is on, which a lot of people don't realize. But so I'm looking around, and I've been using this for a long period of time, but I don't think people even realize that it's there, and I'm here to save your life, and I'm here to show you how to use it. It's very, very easy. So you got this side over here, of course, you got the cruise, and you got your thing. I feel like Al Cooper right now doing a car video. You got your gear shift down there, and you got your radio, you got all stuff. And then on the left side of the steering column, there's this thing right here. This thing right here. It's a kind of a big thing. It's kind of big. And this is going to blow your mind. It's amazing. Because No one ever uses it, so obviously they don't know it's there.
But it's this thing right here, and it's called a turn signal. Yeah, turn signal. So watch. So when I push it down to the left one goes on. And if you lift it up and go the other direction, it goes to the right. It's called a turn signal. It's right there on the left side of your column there. It's real easy to use because you got a hand over here and your hand's over here if you're doing the 10-2 thing. And so if you ever want to, if you want to let people, it's to let people know which direction you're going. Like if you're in a right lane and you want to move to the left lane, you would put it down and it shows, look at that. It shows people that you're getting in the left lane. What's really cool is if you're in the left lane and you're wanting to get over in the right lane, you would push it up. Wait, let me show you. You push it up and then that turn signal goes. Now watch this. This is super cool. Watch this. If you go outside the car, look. Look at that. So inside, you see the light blinking to the right, and then the outside of the car, so it lets other people know which direction you're going. Now, here's something really, really cool. This is going to blow your mind, right? So even if you're at a stoplight and you're taking a left, you can use the left turn signal, see, like that. And if you're in a, if you're at a stoplight and you want to go right, you use the right turn. It's not just changing lanes. It's for making turns. I know, right? How did people, because I don't ever see people ever using this function in their car. And I did some research and come to find out the turn signals have been around for a long time. People just don't know where it's at. So I'm here to help you out. So again, left side of the steering shaft on most cars, it's right here. It's called a turn signal. And if you go left like that, and then if you go the other way, it's right. And if you use it a lot, you can let people know where you're going. It's amazing. It really is. In a lot of cases, sometimes you can turn it on and just start moving over and people get the hell out of your way. Go figure. I know. They don't need TikTok for this shit. I'm here to tell you, man. I'm here. So there you go. If everyone uses that, I'll bet you you'll get to where you're going a lot safer, and you'll probably have less wrecks. So there's your hack for the day. I hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your Martin Luther King Jr. Day, whatever you're doing today. A wonderful day for all of us to remember, and I hope you have a fantastic day, night, and we'll get after it. A huge week, by the way. Curry and Claypo show is going to be on Thursday morning, and then we're going to be back on Fox 6 talking about couples who have bachelor parties. That should be good. Have yourself a fantastic day. I love you. Bye-bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.